بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وحكمة، أسأل الله أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى. أما بعد، respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, may Allah reward all of you for attending the Sabah. And inshallah, these last few nights we're planning to have a short talk after four rak'ahs on different topics in Islam. Tonight the topic is about the good manners, or the adab, the good manners, or having the kindness towards our fellow Muslims. The hadith, inshallah, we'll read together is a hadith that is narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The right of a Muslim upon another Muslim is six. The right of a Muslim upon a fellow Muslim are six. The first one, if you meet him, you give him the salams. Secondly, if he invites you, you accept his invitation. Thirdly, if he asks for your sincere advice, you give him the sincere advice. Fourth, if he sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, then you should say Yarhamukullah. You should pray for mercy for him. Fifthly, if he is sick, then you should visit him. And lastly, if he dies, then you should attend and follow his funeral, his janazah." This hadith is authentic, narrated by Imam Muslim. So here, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this hadith is usually mentioned in the chapter of adab, or man. The first hadith that Ibn Hajar puts in his chapter called the chapter of the manners. And having good manners, good character, is the fruit of knowledge. It is the fruit of all of knowledge. The knowledge that should produce good character and good manners in the one who learns the knowledge. In fact, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the hadith that I have only been sent to perfect good character and good manners. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have only been sent to perfect the character and the manners of people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says regarding the Prophet ﷺ in the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah says regarding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed you have a very great, a very noble character, very vast and noble character. And when Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was asked about this ayah. What does it mean, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has such a vast character, khuluqin azeem, a great and noble character? She said, his character was the Qur'an itself. كان خلقه القرآن. His character embodied the Qur'an. Everything that the Qur'an prohibited, he stayed away from. Everything that the Qur'an commanded of good things, he did. So his very character was the Qur'an. He embodied the Qur'an in action, in practice. Here also, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the good character, the adab, the manners, is a sign or is an indication of a true believer. It is the embodiment of a true believer. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he said that the right of a Muslim upon his fellow Muslim are six. There are six things. And these rights are due to the other person being a Muslim. Just by the very fact that he is a Muslim, he has these rights, these haqq on fellow Muslims. There are other rights that are due upon a Muslim. For example, the right of the
the father upon his children, due to him being the father. The right of the children upon the parents, because they are children. The right of the neighbor, because he's one's neighbor. The right of the orphan, because he's an orphan. The right of even our relatives. Every relative has a right. So these people, they have special rights in Islam. But the hadith here is not talking about these special cases. It's talking about the right of every Muslim. And even the Prophet ﷺ, he commanded to give or good manners with the non-Muslims. With the non-Muslims. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, the son of Umar ibn Khattab, one time he slaughtered a sheep. And then he told his son to go and distribute this sheep meat to our neighbors. So his son went and he came back and he had given away all the meat. So then his father asked him, did you give all the meat away? He said, yes. He said, did you give some to the Jewish neighbor? The son said, yes. Then his father, Ibn Umar, said, son, you did good. You gave it to the Jewish neighbor. In another hadith, authentic hadith, we hear about a servant boy of the Prophet ﷺ. One of his servants, who was Jewish, he was a Jewish boy who used to serve the Prophet ﷺ. Once, one day, the boy became sick. And so, the Prophet ﷺ, he heard about the illness of the boy. And so he told his companions, let's go. Let's go visit this Jewish boy. And so they arrived at his house, and the boy was on the bed, and he was in the pangs of death. And he was very close to his time of passing. The Prophet ﷺ, he went to the boy, and he told the boy, say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Say the words, there's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. The boy, he looked up to his father. His father was standing as if he wanted to get permission from his father. So the father, he said, Ati' Abu al-Qasim, listen to Abu al-Qasim. That was the nickname of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the boy, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. And then he died. His soul was taken away. At that very moment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to his companions, take care of your brother. He told the Muslims who were with him, take care of your brother. The boy. The boy, he didn't make a single sajda in his life. He didn't do any special good deeds. But he became a brother by saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The right of the brother to take him and give him the proper Islamic funeral. This is the right that is due to every Muslim. And in Islam, if you meet a Muslim, Prophet Muhammad SAW, the first right, he said, if you meet a Muslim, you should greet him with the salams. You should greet him with the salams. There's an interesting story about this. When Umar ibn Khattab, when he was searching for maybe the brother will turn up the volume, inshallah. Inshallah. We'll just cover the first right tonight, the right of giving the salam, inshallah. Maybe in the future nights we'll cover some others. So, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the right of a Muslim, if you meet him, you give him the salams. As-salamu alaykum. That's the right of a Muslim. And so Umar ibn al-Khattab, we all know, we've heard of Umar ibn al-Khattab, the second Khalifa. Once he was walking and he saw Uthman sitting in a place. So then he told Uthman, he saw Uthman and he said, As-salamu alaykum. Uthman radiallahu anhu did not reply to him. So Umar, he became very upset. And he turned and he went away. And he went to Abu Bakr and he complained to Abu Bakr. Umar, he said to Abu Bakr, I saw Uthman and he didn't I said salam alaikum, he did not return my salam. So he was very upset with him. So Abu Bakr, he went to Uthman and he asked him, Uthman, Umar said salam to you, why didn't you return his salam? Uthman, he said, Umar? Where? When? I didn't hear anything. What time? I don't recall anything. So then Abu Bakr, he went back to Umar. He said, where was it? What happened? So Umar, he said, you were sitting in that place at this time. And Uthman, he realized that it really didn't happen. So Uthman, he said, I had no idea. I didn't hear anything, I didn't see anything, I didn't even know you were there. So then Umar was relieved from his being upset. And then Umar wanted to find out, what were you thinking about? You didn't even hear my salam. He said, I was thinking about some inheritance laws and some other fiqh rulings on the for a person, riba and things like that. So then Umar, he said, wallahi, that was the same thing I was thinking about. That's why I came out of my house, only for that reason to ask you about it. SubhanAllah. And so Umar was relieved from his tension, because he asked and he got the answer. If he kept it inside, he would have been upset. But he asked and he wanted to find out, why didn't Uthman give my salam? He told him the answer. He told him why. And what we learn from the story is that it is a right for somebody to give the salam to his fellow Muslim. That's why Umar was upset. That was his right to have his salam returned. And so the salam, he did not keep it. For the salam, we learn some of the manner of giving the salam, or some of the fiqh rulings. They say that the best person, when two Muslims meet, haqqul Muslim ala Muslim, when one meets the other, they should give salam. So which one has to give the salam? The two Muslims, right? Which one has the right on the other? Well, first of all, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever begins is the better one. So if you hasten to give the salam first, you're the better one. You have greater reward. But then they talk about, in terms of order, they say the rider should give salam, if somebody's riding or driving, should give salam to the walking person. If a person's walking and somebody's sitting down, the person walking should give salam to the one sitting down or laying down. The older person should begin the salam to the younger person. And the smaller group of people should give salam to the bigger group of people. So for example, if one person walks in the masjid and there's a group of people here, and say three or four people walk in, then the group should say salam to the other group. It's enough for one person from one group to give salam, and it's enough for one person for the other group to return the salam. This is sufficient, inshallah ta'ala. Also here, the Prophet ﷺ, he encouraged giving the salams to the people. He said, when two Muslims shake hands, their sins fall away like the leaves from a tree. When the Muslims, they shake hands with each other. And the Prophet ﷺ, we see that the Sahaba, when they would love to give salam, if two people were walking and there was a tree in between, they would go around the tree, and then when they saw each other again, salamu alaykum. They wanted to repeat or renew the salams to one another. Where did the salams begin? The origin of the salam began from Adam alayhi salam. When Allah created Adam, He told Adam to go to the angels and say salam to the angels and see what they return. So Adam alayhi salam, our father, he went to the angels, he said salamu alaykum. They said wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. So that they told that Adam, this is your greeting and the greeting of your progeny. So the salam initiated from the time of the angels, when the creation of Adam alayhi salam. In the Jahiliyyah, before, prior to Islam, they didn't used to say salam, they used to say im sabahan. Im sabahan, which roughly translated means good morning. And one time the Prophet ﷺ, he was sitting down and some people walked in, they said, Im sabahan ya Rasulullah. Im comes from the word an'im. An'im means to be, have a good morning, or have, sabahan means morning. Im comes from an'im, like have a soft, nice, good morning. So the Prophet said, Allah has given us something better than that. Say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Peace be upon you. What does assalamu alaykum mean? Assalamu alaykum means peace, may you be saved from all evils. Salam literally means free of evils or peace. Alaykum. So may you be free of all harms. May no harm come to you. The things that we know and the things that we don't know about. Now, and when we say salam, if we say it to a friend, then it increases our friendship. If we say it to an enemy, then it reduces the enmity that we have towards others. And it would cause, spreading the salam is a cause of the spreading of love and friendship between people. The Prophet ﷺ, he told the people, you will not enter Jannah until you love one another. And then he said, shall I tell you what, if you do it, you will love one another? He said, yes. He said, spread the salam, say salam to one another. And some of the Sahaba, they used to go to the market only for the purpose of giving salam. They used to go and say, let's go to the market and give salam to our fellow Muslims. So the scholars, they say giving salam is like an oath of peace. So they say that, say somebody was not paying attention in his, somebody he had an argument with or an enemy was there, and he said, As-salamu alaykum, to that enemy. Then that's like an oath. After he said that to that person, his opponent, he cannot harm him or betray him. Because he's already told him, As-salamu alaykum. Now he can't betray him. It's like an oath that we're not going to harm another person. And also the type of salam that we give, the reward is dependent on the wording. If we say, As-salamu alaykum, once the Prophet ﷺ was sitting, a man walked in, he said, As-salamu alaykum. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, 10, Ashara. Another person walked in, he said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah. They said, Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. The Prophet ﷺ said, 20. Then a third person walked in, he said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, 30, meaning 30 rewards. The salam is the greeting of the people of Jannah. When the people enter paradise, the angels will say, Salam wa alaykum tibartum. Peace be upon you, you have done well. So here the Prophet ﷺ, he says the right of every Muslim on a fellow Muslim is if he meets him, he should give him the salam. Just the final question is, do we have to, or should we give salam to women, and should the women give salam to us? This is an issue that comes up. Here the hadith says the right of a Muslim upon a fellow Muslim. And normally the word Muslim automatically includes male and female. So this would be the right of the female as well as the right of the male. However, the ulama, they say that it is the right of a woman too, to give her salam, provided that there is no fear of fitna. If it is a young woman and she has a very soft voice, she says salam to a man, there might be some fear of fitna, then in that case, then they should avoid giving the salams, inshallah. But other than that, there's no harm in extending the salam to the opposite gender. If there's no fear of any fitna, inshallah. May Allah give us all tawfiq to learn to benefit by these words, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.